Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is Mama Seven, and we are doing Devotions Radio. I hope everyone had a good night, a restful night. I hope everyone is ready for the world, because the world is ready for you. It's been a very interesting devotions. We're sitting here at day, please tell me my eyes are correct. Does that say day 23? This has been, it hasn't killed me. And they say what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. So I'm going to be like Hercules by the time we get finished with this. This has been very interesting. I know it has been a major, major head game. Meaning that you had to go into this with the right mindset. You had to have your A game going on in your head 24/7 because the challenges have been real. Very, very real. So let's spend, knowing that this is not about the biscuit, knowing this is not, it's not about, some of the luxuries that we've gotten accustomed to. You know, this is really just a minor, minor inconvenience. We can eat what we want after sundown. But just getting into that whole mindset, this is why we do this in the morning. You know, this is why we do, this is our pump up. This is our inspiration. This is our, we got to get ready for the world. This is our, right before the big game, everybody's huddled up in a circle. That's what we're doing right now. We're getting the game plan together. We're encouraging each other. We're, finding out who's going left and who's going right. This is the purpose of this. All right? So knowing what the purpose is, let's go about it 100%. So yesterday was Monday. It was Monday from the beginning, and it was Monday all the way to the end. And Mondays are my days to do my re-up. This is when I got to go back and look and see, am I applying myself fully? You know, am I putting all my work in? Could I be doing more? Should I be doing more? You know, that's what Mondays are. And it's okay. Let's spend the time evaluating ourselves. Let's spend the time being honest and evaluating how we're doing in this fast. You know, don't start off a good, strong Monday with me and then you just totally fall off the bandwagon and don't get back up until Monday. Now, you got to get back up the next day. Don't let it settle in your bones. You know what I'm saying? Get back up the next day. Let's really put some effort in place. You know, this is why we have fast buddies. Reach out to your fast buddy and be a fast buddy to someone. You know, don't hesitate to really try to help somebody through this situation. You know, it's amazing how a little goes so far. You know, this is why, God said you only have to have the faith of a mustard seed. You know, and you stop and think, how could something so small be impactful in my life? It can. How can something like a phone call be impactful? How can something like a text be impactful? It 100% can. Because that phone call lets you know, I'm thinking about you. You're not by yourself. You can do this. You know, been there, done that, felt that. Get back up. Let's try this again. You know, that's what a text message can do for someone. So let's take a minute and try to be that thing that helps someone get over to someone else. We have a lot going on within our small organization. We're getting ready for the water. We're getting ready to do a lot of positive things. That doesn't mean that life isn't still going on. That doesn't mean that we're not still being challenged on a regular basis. I had me a great day yesterday. I was working. I was getting this done. somebody made a little snippy comment. And not just somebody. This is someone that I've helped, that I've worked with, that I've been extra accommodating to, and just turn around and snipped me. And I was like, you know, I wanted just to take my finger and just thump her on her forehead. But you can't thump coworkers, so I'm like, okay, whatever. But, you know, I really, when I say it was such a small thing, it was a small, small slight. You know, it was more irritating that, man, out of all the people, I'm the one that tries to be nice to you and you want to snip at me. It was more just that fact. Not offensive, not just whatever. A snip. But that thing sat with me for a half second. I was, ooh, what? How dare you? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. When you are fasting, you have to understand you are more open at that moment. You know, so thing, you know, they. I think Snickers has a whole commercial called Hangry. You know, you have to recognize at 5:35, I may not have been in my best mind. At 5:35, you know, she was really on the tail end of catching something, you know. And had I not been prayed up all day, when I say I was so prayed up, I was so prayed up, prayer was coming out of my mouth. I didn't even realize it. You know, one of my coworkers said, are you humming? And I'm like, no, actually I'm praying. But, you know, if it's disturbing you, you know. And then she's like, no, I heard you. And I'm like, you know, I hadn't even realized that I had started literally praying at work. So it was almost like my spirit knew that I need a little extra to get through the day. How wonderful it is to be that in tune to where your spirit knows that when you have a problem, to go ahead and call, get some prayer prepped for you. It's almost like preheating an oven. We know this girl's going to go off. Let's go ahead and get some protection in place. Let's go ahead and get some prayers revved up. Let's go ahead and get her mind right now because it's getting late in the day on a Monday, and we're trying to adjust to coming back to work, this, that, and the other, and then we have this. So absolutely, absolutely. We have to be able to spend, we have to be able to pull ourselves in, okay? Why? You know, why can't they just catch it, Mama Seven? It's not that they can't catch it. The question is, should they? Today's topic, day 23. After this, there's only 7 more days left. How awesome. Today's topic, positive spiritual characteristics. Positive spiritual characteristics. It don't say pop-off characteristics. It don't say she ready. It don't say none of those things. It says positive spiritual characteristics, okay? That is our goal. That's what we're trying to get to. We want to have positive spiritual characteristics even when we're not paying attention. We need these. We need positive spiritual characteristics even when we're tired. Even when you're hungry, even when you think no one will know, you're not gonna get caught or whatever. These are so important because once they're in place and they're known to be in place, they're hard to move. But I can guarantee you, once you have a bad reputation, it's hard to get out of that. It's hard to recover from that, okay? I work in a prison, and these guys will tell you, well, I didn't do that. I didn't do what they said I did. I said, did you do something close to that? Well, I didn't do what they said I did. Oh, okay. Did you do it at an earlier time? Have you, like, never, ever done that in your life, or they're just pulling this out the sky? Well, you know, okay. All right. Once you lie, then you'll be known as a liar. And it's hard for people to recover from that. It's hard for people to see you in another light. It takes time. Okay? Once you have been, you know, whatever your little flaw is, once you've been seen in that other light, it's hard for people to turn it around. And then there's a question of, should they turn it around? Okay? This is why we have to be above board all the time. We have to be without question. Once we get our reputation to that point, then we don't have to continue defending it. Okay? But I promise you, once you get it out of whack, thing coming. Once you have started this lying, once you started this bad reputation, it's hard to get it back. That's something real. That's something we tell children, but I promise you, it's still in place today. It's still in place. And often, for my people that struggle with this honesty piece, you need to be able to be trusted. If people can't trust you, they're not going to want to talk to you. They're not going to want to be around you. If they can't predict you, if they don't know how your behavior is going to be, people are not going to want to deal with that. So for all my people that have been less than honest, I'm going to tell you a secret. A lot of times people already know that you're lying. So, you know, only are you lying, and lying is a sin. Even though children do it, cats and dogs do it, don't matter. Lying is a sin. You know, this is why I always tell your mom, someone will never lie to you. Because it's not worth me catching a strike against myself to have an inconsistency with you. I'm not going to do that. I would suggest you not do that. Also, I'm trying to set an example. I'm not saying it's easy telling the truth all the time. I'm just saying it's something that we need to do. Tell the truth. Tell the truth, shame the devil. But, yeah, that thing I wanted to tell all my people that are less than truthful, the majority of the time, the other person already knows you're being less than truthful. They already know. It's almost like they're trying to give you an opportunity to tell the truth. Telling the truth is, it can make you a woman of your word, a man of your word. You know, a lot of times all you have is your word. You know, what else do we have? Who we say we are, that's your word. You know, the word is so important. You know, I've spent, I'm going to say half a lifetime, because hopefully I still have many more years ahead of me. But by the time this is through, I would have spent a lifetime studying God's word. That's how important the word is. The word, that's that contract. So I have to be upfront and honest about the word. I don't want my reputation diminished with anyone. You know, I tell everybody, and I've said before, the reason why I do this ancestral work like I do is because ancestors like me. They like me because I'm going to say what you said. I'm going to do the work. I don't cheat people. That's a positive characteristic. I'm honest. That's a positive characteristic. You know, I'm going to do what I do, and what I can't do, I'll let you know that too. Okay? But I always want to make sure that my reputation is high, you know. and my reputation reflects your reputation because A Wonderful Approach is a collective. We are all A Wonderful Approach. This is why when we have classes and for all my newbies on the phone, and I'm so glad that I've had, I'm so, so glad there's been new people joining us on this radio program every morning. The calls get a lot of play. There's a lot of people listening. There's a lot of people looking for some inspiration in the morning, and that's a beautiful thing. That's beautiful, you know, but for those that are new, A Wonderful Approach, we have such a great positive relationship with other Temples Elays organizations, you know, because we, our reputation, because of what we represent, what we do, and the way we do it, we're always looking for the wonderful approach, not the pretty good one, not the I. It has to be wonderful. And we spend the time and energy making it wonderful. This is why we work on ourselves first and teach by example. I can show you better than I can tell you. You know, so between the truth, honesty, responsibility, accountability, reliability, you know, there's some very positive aspects that we as humans can control. Some things we can't help. Others, we absolutely need to put in all of our efforts to make this happen in the positive. The more we learn, the more we know, the more we do. And when it comes to positive characteristics, if you ever really wanted to know what God thought was positive, all you had to do was to look at the Bible. Look at any of the holy books. God clearly lays out for us what is important. God lets us know what we should be focusing on. Where's your focus at? And everyone has something to work on in their own character. Please trust and believe. Do not think for 1 second you got this. Little girl yesterday, now I understand, you know, in hindsight, sometimes you don't understand what Spirit's doing. You just kind of roll with it, you know what I'm saying? Now I see why Spirit had this, had prayer literally coming out of my mouth. Because I was about to pop for snipping. Pop for snipping, but no. God stays so close to me. Why? Because I stay close to God. I stay close to God. I want to be in earshot. I want to make sure that when he says something, even in a whisper, I can be able to hear it. I want to make sure that everything that I'm doing, he's aware of. God, this is what you said. When you ordered my steps, I just need to clarify. This was the order that you put it in, right? So, you know, This is why I stay so close to God, because I want those positive attributes. I want those positive characteristics. I don't ever want there to be a moment where God will look at me and be like, "Ah, daughter, that really wasn't it." Oh, I think that would just break my heart. We have to work at this. And the reason why? The devil is busy. You know, we have to work at this because there will always be those irritations, okay? And these are not horrible people, devil people. That's not who these are. These are people, everyday people. Shoot, they can be angels. You know, we're not exempt from, you know, doing the irritation thing or whatever. All I'm saying is that we have to be prepared on how to handle it. You can't have people taking you out of your character. You know, this can't be no cartoon character. It can't be a character that you just, you know, work on quickly or anything else like that. No, let's spend the time doing this right. Let's do this right. And guess what? Even the villain of the program is a character, right? We don't need So it's not just a character. It's not just characteristics. We need some positive characteristics. Let's be determined to be positive. You know, I remember we did a show on kindness maybe last year, and it was like kindness is a choice. You can choose to be kind. You can choose to be loving. Positive characteristics are a choice. I want to choose how I work with people. I want to choose to be wonderful. I want to choose to be truthful and something that can be relied on. So as we're all going through our processes, let's, you know, as we're doing our journaling, you know, those with books, take the time to read the book. Go through the exercise. Each day has an exercise for a reason. So not only are we thinking about these particular tools, we need to figure out how to put them in place. How do we work on them so they have long-term lasting effects? This character is really high in my book because once you have done it right, I'm like, oh, no, you know how to do it right. I need you to do it right all the time now. You now know how to pray. I need you to pray all the time. You now know the importance of the, oh, no. Now that you know the importance, I need you to go ahead and move with a purpose, a divine purpose. This is what we're trying. This is our goal. This is what we're trying to achieve, family. And it can be achieved even in 2021. Don't let 2021 think that this is outdated. When you understand that we live, serve, work with, be under a living God, when they talk about a living God, when they speak about something that is living, active, here, aware, involved, when they talk about that, yeah, we need to act like that can be achieved because it can. It can. We're all walking testaments of it. Even if you don't know, you're a walking testament. Okay? All right, so I got to get into the prayer. You know, the prayer is so important, just as just as important as the word, inspirational words, because, of course, this is a spiritual organization. We have got to keep prayer on our lips. Even if it starts to flow out your mouth, it doesn't matter. This prayer has to stay close to you. What prayer does, we have discovered, prayer is protection for us, is praise to God, is showing appreciation, a gratitude, a thankfulness for God. It is an opportunity for us to practice God's way, practice God's word. You know, we're trying to understand more about God. In order for us to do that, we've got to practice. The thing that you practice, you will be able to get good at, okay? Sometimes when we're doing prayer, you know, people can feel some sort of way like, oh, man, I'm not used to praying, or I feel uncomfortable, or my words don't sound like their words. You know, my words don't sound like, look, move past yourself. Move past your fears, your worries, your concerns. Move past all of the things that hold you back and that stop you from moving forward in your relationship with God. Nothing is worth the relationship with God. If you have to get a little uncomfortable, it's okay. Move past that. When I first had to wear my whites, especially in November, I felt some sort of way. I was like, oh, why? When I the last November, I started a job, this job, in a prison and had to wear solid white for, I think it was down 2 weeks. Solid white in a prison. The prisoners wear white. Okay? Every Wednesday when I come to this job, they're like, let me guess what color you're wearing. White. I said, how observant. Wearing the color white has not always been comfortable. But yet it's something I do. It's a labor of love. If God enjoys seeing me in white, that I wear white all day, every day, bump what anyone has to say about it. You see what I'm saying? So even, you know, talking about the prayer, even if you're a little uncomfortable with your own prayers or you don't know them as well, practice them. Practicing helps us to do better. Practicing helps us to get right with our God. That prayer piece is too important. You know, not trying to be funny, but you practice the little radio shows and, you know, the songs on the radio, and you practice a TikTok or two. You know, let's spend some time practicing something that's going to actually get us somewhere. You know, something that's going to actually help to feed us, take care of us, nurture us. Let's spend some time with that so that we can move past our own selves. Okay? Apply it. Let's learn it. Let's do it. Let's apply it to the best of our ability. Okay? All right. So this prayer is particularly for the Archangel Uriel, who I have a relationship with, a beautiful relationship with. And one thing I like about spirituality, you know, and there's spiritual Muslims, there's spiritual Christians, there's spiritual Buddhists, whatever you want to call them, their spirituality is in all of the religions, right? And I love that because it allows us to have a more, to me, in my small opinion, have a more intimate relationship with God. You know, we get to get closer because we have access to spirit, all right? And there are so many agents of positivity around us that not only do I thank God for God, I thank God for allowing these positive agents to be close to us. So prayer for the day. All right. Bless the Lord, all you, his angels, you who are mighty in strength and do his will. Intercede for me at the throne of God. By your unceasing watchfulness, protect me in every danger of body and soul. Amen, everyone. Please have a good day. Work at it. Insist on it. Do the work. Amen.